Greetings, my friends. Welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. It seems that everybody now goes everywhere. That applies not only to people traveling for business and pleasure, it also applies to military people sent all over the world, both in conflict and peacekeeping situations. Our guest is a medical researcher with the United States Army Medical Research Institute for Infectious Diseases, USAMRID. She's Dr. Connie Smalljohn. What affects American military personnel affects us all.
It feels like we are doing something good for the whole of humanity. It's a scientists are in this a lot for their own ego, to get their publications and their name made and all, but in the end, a lot of people are in there because they want to do good and help the whole human race. And I think at USAMRID, there's a lot of people like that.
Dr. Connie Smalljohn is a virologist. She is chief of the Department of Molecular Virology at USAMRID in Reston, Virginia. Dr. Smalljohn and her colleagues work to optimize the wellness of U.S. military personnel around the world. They also treat illnesses indigenous to foreign countries. The military encounters viruses we think of as exotic. But as we travel more and more, those viruses get home to us. One approach in preventing infections from these viruses is DNA vaccines, and that's Dr. Smalljohn's specialty. Bill Russell and I traveled to Taos, New Mexico, where many of the world's leading virologists had gathered, and there we were pleased to meet Dr. Connie Smalljohn. Connie Smalljohn, in the world at large, most people don't spend their days thinking about viruses, and they don't spend their days thinking about infectious diseases. However, there is a class of people who do just that. I was once, long ago in a galaxy far away, part of a group that, a very minor part of a group that was looking at infectious diseases. And at the time, I think it was so that they could hire people. They made a big distinction between things that were infectious and things that were contagious. As a point of entry, would you please help us know about infectious and contagious as you think about these things at the Institute for Infectious Diseases?
Well, I think of contagious usually as something you could get from another person. Of course, it could be contagious from an animal source as well, but I think most people have that as the distinction. Whereas infectious, you could get off your hand by touching something that had germs on it, either bacteria or viruses, or you could get it from an animal source or from a mosquito. So I generally think that's what people mean.
Mm-hmm. You are the chief of the Department of Molecular Virology. So what you're describing here is that you're looking at viral agents but from the very small part of the virus, from the elements up rather than the vectors. Is that my new word of the day?
You can't be careful.
Well, yes. Molecular virology means we're looking at their basic building blocks, their genes, their proteins, what makes them a virus, instead of what disease they cause.
Your name came to us, you came to us, and the subject was vaccines. That's really the essence of much of the work that you're doing from the molecular level, right?
That's correct. That's our purpose at USAMRID, is to make vaccines to protect soldiers anywhere they might go in the world. And that's why we focus on things that are exotic to the United States.
USAMRID, just for folks who don't speak military, is the United States Army Medical Research Department.
Institute.
Institute. Okay, thanks.
Of infectious diseases.
And that in your business gets abbreviated a lot because you're known all over the world for the work you do when you say outside of the United States. You're focused on regular walk-around people who work for the military all over the world and are exposed then to diseases that they might not get at home? Is that?
It is, because we don't want to duplicate what other agencies like CDC or the National Institute of Health are already doing. Our purpose is for primarily soldiers, and if they were deployed for whatever reason anywhere in the world, they might come in contact with something that we don't have vaccines for, because if they're not in the United States, the other U.S. agencies generally aren't working on vaccines for those.
So you're kind of a public health worker in the world rather than in the country.
Well, our area is the world.
My, that opens up all sorts of opportunities. Believe it or not, Bill Russell is sitting quietly as we sit here in Taos, New Mexico. This is the Paula Gordon Show. Our guest is Dr. Connie Smalljohn. We're all going to be back in just a moment when I'm sure Bill will have things to say. Please be with us when we return.